You know, in my culture, the waffles are, you know, it's not just a product, it's very connected. It's part of the culture of enjoying a moment.
From the blog Random Sweets, I'm Stacey Mergenthal, and this is Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens, a show for people like you who embrace the warm and cozy spirit of everyday living in the Midwest. Put down your fork and leave the syrup in the fridge. Stina Ostlund's dream of creating a Nordic waffle, Waffolution, has come true. And that means we get to delight in sweet and savory, handheld heart-shaped waffles all day long. That's right, Scandinavian culture embraces eating waffles in between meals as snacks, not so much for breakfast, and especially surrounded by people we love during hygge moments. Stina, known as Norway's Waffle Queen, came to America in 2015 with two suitcases, a waffle recipe, and a dream. And on today's show, Stina and Nordic Waffles CEO Jeremy Ely talk about everything from cozy, soft, and thin waffles at Valley Fair to Minnesota State Fair, to what happened when a pandemic shut down their main revenue stream, her advice for people with a business dream, and why they like to partner with companies close to home. Stina, Jeremy, and I, we talk about what we add to our Nordic waffles to make them extra special when we're eating them at home. And then Stina unexpectedly advises us on the only one ingredient she says is not very good on a Nordic waffle. And if you want to make the Scandi snack at home, Stina shares her basic Norwegian waffle recipe, which includes her two most special ingredients, cardamom and love. Thank you for pressing play today. If you're new here, I hope you love this episode and that you decide to subscribe to Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens. Be sure to check out this episode's companion blog post on my website, randomsweets.com, where you'll see lots of great photos from Nordic Waffles and the recipes we talk about today. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens. I have two guests today from one of the coziest Midwestern food companies that I know, Nordic Waffles. I'm so excited to introduce you to Jeremy Ely and the founder of Nordic Waffles and Norway's waffle queen, Stina Ostlund. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad that you joined me today, and we'll just kind of get right into the show. Nordic Waffles is headquartered in, is it Shakopee, Minnesota?
That's correct.
You're headquartered, and then you manufacture in a different city?
Yeah, we're in Hopkins for our manufacturing.
And you have, Nordic Waffles, you have single-handedly started the Waffolution in the United States. You've introduced us to handheld, authentic Nordic waffle sandwiches that are filled with sweet and savory flavors. And the waffles themselves are a much different experience than what we're used to here that we grew up on, those frozen discs that we all have in our freezers. We pop in our toasters. And so you guys introduce yourselves and tell us all about Nordic Waffles.
Yeah. Who's going to start, Jeremy?
Jeremy,
Stina, let's do it. Should we just do our? We've got a thing that we do.
We kind of got a thing.
So
is it choreographed too?
Slightly. I mean, if only your listeners could see us right now, we could do it. But we'll try to convey our physical dance to this over our voice.
Okay.
Yeah. Så ja, jeg er Stine Åsland from Telemark in Norway, and I started my first company 20 years ago in a small little convenience store outside Oslo, or in Oslo, and that's where I started to make and sell these waffles. And after 4 years, the only thing that I've made more money on my gas station was my car wash, and then the next was the waffles, and then I sold the franchise and I started a company called Telemarksröra. And that was, the business model was to give food service accounts, like, you know, convenience stores, and primarily in the beginning, that was a business idea, to give them freshly made waffles that they could make themselves. But it grew into, actually today it's one of Norway's largest waffle companies. And so that was fun. But then I love my country, but it's really small. It only has 5.3 million people. So, you know, I would come to the US in my vacations to look for, you know, these waffles, these heart-shaped, thinner, softer, and more like a crepey waffles that we have in Norway. And I couldn't find them in the US, but what I did find was six stories of, you know, those frozen waffles that you have, the Eggos. And I also found that you had 330 million people living in this country. So then I followed my dream, and I came with the two suitcases and a recipe and a dream in 2015. And my vision was to create a waffle-lution. And what is a waffle-lution? That is, it's a very different experience of how to eat a waffle. It is, you know, in my culture, the waffles are, you know, it's not just a product. It's very connected. It's part of the culture of enjoying a moment, and, you know, the culture of hygge. You know, if you Google hygge, you would find like candles and, you know, sitting in front of a fireplace with blankets and the cat, yeah, and a hot chocolate, and then waffles. And so it's something that you share with others, friends and family, and you treat yourself. So anyway, so I was excited about sharing, you know, not only the product, but also the moral, the cultural background with the product. And then, so I came here in 2015, and then in 2016 is when I started to do key hirings. And that's when I met Jeremy. The company got launched in 2016, so it was only 1 year after the company had launched. So that's the beginning of the story. I want to add one more thing. Why did I end up in Minnesota? It was because when I came to Minnesota, it felt like almost more home, like more Norway than Norway.
Wow.
And it was such a large Norwegian American community that really helped me getting my feet on the ground and opened the doors for me, and it's been amazing. So yeah. And then I met Jeremy.
Hi, as Sina mentioned, I joined Nordic in June of 2017. And prior to that, my career was entirely spent in the specialty coffee industry. Most of that was with Caribou. And so I joined Caribou in, I believe it was 2003. And there was around, you know, sub 100 stores, and got to be part of the explosive, not just national, but international growth that Caribou went through in the subsequent, you know, 13 years. And so it was really exciting. And I learned a lot. One of the things that I appreciated most was the culture of the organization and the mission to really create experiences with the product and the service that you were providing. So when I found Nordic Waffles and Stina, it was the piece of the story that I was looking to have in my career, which was truly that startup time and being able to build something with a founder, with an entrepreneurial vision, but also a really strong commitment towards doing it and building an amazing culture while we do it. And so, as I mentioned, I joined in 2017. And Stina and I got to work on the go-to-market strategy for what was the Nordic Waffles Fresh program, which was closely mirroring what Stina did over in Norway, bringing equipment and batter to food service customers to make freshly made waffle sandwiches. And so while I was working on the food service fresh program, Stina and a few key team members that were part of the beginning of our story were doing local fairs and festivals as a branding exercise to help get our name out there and drive awareness to what the Waffolution was. And we started to grow and got regional distribution with Henry's Foods in Alexandria, Minnesota in early 2018. And then we also had a really important event happen during that time, and that was that we got a phone call from the NFL Live Super Bowl committee, and they were reaching out to us and offered us the opportunity to be one of the local vendors participating in the NFL Live Super Bowl experience on Nicollet Mall. So we did that. It froze our butts off down on the mall, serving freshly made waffles to the masses. Stina was, we had a hot beverage that we were selling also during that time. But Stina, if I butcher the name, Glug.
I smelled like Glug into my bones for those days. So much Glug.
Yeah. But while we were down there, we had a really important visitor come see us. Stina, do you want to share a little bit about that experience?
Yeah. So, you know, ever since I think the first day that I arrived in Minnesota in 2015, I heard about the Minnesota State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that you know what Minnesota State Fair is before you actually go there. At least I didn't know. And then I went there and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, imagine to have Nordic Waffles here. That's a dream. So then I would start to, you know, I approached the State Fair, but as you know, it's very hard to get in there. Mm-hmm. And then Dennis, who was then in charge of, you know, getting new food, accepting new food vendors into the fair, he's to be at the fair you have to be able to handle very large volumes in, you know, short amount of time, and, you know, being a new company, you know, he was like, I don't know if you can handle this mass. And then when we did the Super Bowl, he came and he saw that we had 3-4 waffle carousels that makes, like, you know, they make several, each mm-hmm. and one of them makes 7 waffles at a time.
Was he coming to specifically check you guys out, or did he happen to be at this event and then he's like, oh wait, you guys can handle the Minnesota State Fair?
That we will never know, but he did turn known. So, you know, did he seek us out? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he was there. And then, yeah, so then, you know, a few months later in May, we were in an Uber on our way to the National Restaurant Show in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And then my phone rang, and it was from the Minnesota State Fair, and it was Dennis, and he said that we got accepted to be a vendor at the Minnesota State Fair. Oh, I think that the roof of that Uber maybe had, like, what do you say?
Did you have some, some dents in it?
Yes. So we had 100 days to create what we created. And Jeremy, you can talk more
about that. So I won't say the shock wore off because it definitely didn't. But as we're driving, I just looked at Stina and said, oh, now we've got to actually build this thing that we presented that we were going to be able to do. And by the way, we've got about 90 days until we start setting up. So here we go. And we did. And together with some amazing people, we opened our doors that first day of our first state fair in 2018. And our line wrapped around our cabin through the West End, across Dan Patch Avenue, and down to the Midway. We estimate anywhere between 350 to 500 people were in line by 9 o'clock that first day of the state fair.
And then one line, not like four
lines. Yeah, back then it was just one line. One line.
One long line. You know what I discovered during that first year of Minnesota State Fair? That I never knew how social Minnesotans and Americans are, because, you know, by the end of the, when you actually reached to order the waffles, you have many new friends. Canadian life. So it was, it was wonderful. We couldn't believe our own eyes. It was, still very, very humbling experience. And, you know, we continue to be very successful at the fair. And
So your first year there was 2018, and you've been there then every year since that the fair has happened. I know one year, I think, was it COVID? We didn't have the fair, but.
Oh yeah. We'll get to that. We'll get another milestone in the Nordic Waffles foundation for sure.
And your location has been in the same spot, but you've it was in a different spot, and now you're in this big cabin with, like you said, Stina, you have four lines. And
yeah, so we that first year at the fair, we sold over 42,000 waffles in 12 days. And we talk about it really, I think, as our affirming moment that the Waffolution wasn't just an idea or a dream, but it was truly here. Americans were ready to embrace this idea of redefining how Americans experience waffles. And it was all going to start here in Minnesota. And so we went on to continue to expand our food service program. We added an additional distributor with Farmer Bakken out of Carroll, Iowa. We also did a partnership that summer with Valley Fair, which was really exciting for us. And then we move into 2019 State Fair. And we go in getting some advisement from our expert neighbors that are, you know, they are fair masters. They really understand everything. And they said, hey, Stina and Jeremy, listen, you guys were super popular last year, but don't beat yourself up when you're down this year because you're not the new kids on the block anymore, right?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, we opened our doors and now we had two lines, but those two lines still had the same amount of people in them. And we beat our first year at the fair in our second year. And it was, we were like, okay, this is really, really exciting. And so, during that exact same time while we were at the fair that year, we were actually approached by the team that was heading up the reimagination of the food hall space at Rosedale Mall. And Stina came to me in the middle of the fair and said, Jeremy, I have an idea.
In the middle of the fair. Great timing.
I'm like, not now, Waffle Queen. We've got waffles to make.
And I gave you a couple of beers before I approached you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And she says, they're going to do this food hall, and it's all going to be Minnesota brands. And I think that we need to do it. And I said, I think you're crazy. No. And then she came back again and said, we're really going to do it. We have to do it. And I said, no. And then she came back to me a third time and said, they're going to send the lease over. I need you to sign it.
Oh my gosh.
I just looked at her and was like, okay, we might need to go over to Lulu's and grab another beer before I commit to this. But in true Nordic Waffles fashion, I believe, so State Fair wraps up Labor Day, right? Mm-hmm. We open Nordic Waffles at Potluck the first weekend in November.
Oh my gosh. So like 2 months later and you're there.
Yes. Yes. We did it at the fair. We built the cabin at the fair in 90 days. We can build a food stand at a food hall in, you know, 45 days. So
you show up when your pants are on fire, right?
Yeah, right. And we did. We opened. It was incredible. We had lines at the food hall. It was this really special experience with these local brands. I mean, you've got Josh Toma and Smack Shack. You've got Justin Sutherland had a couple of concepts there. And so it was really cool to see these food innovators, these dreamers kind of coming together to provide this experience in one place. And it was awesome. We were really excited about it. And then we started to really think about the Waffleution and where we were going. And Stina had said to me, you know, I think it's really important that you, Jeremy, understand the culture that's behind this and where this all started to help us dream of where we're going. And so in February of 2020, Stina and I traveled to Norway, and we really kind of went on what I refer to as an origin trip for Nordic Waffles, right? Mm-hmm. And I got to experience her story come to life. I got to see what the innovation looked like in these convenience stores in Norway, and what waffles looked like in the culture of hygge, not just in the C-store space, but also in the homes of her family and friends, as well as in the grocery stores. It was just incredible. Waffles were just, it was an elevated experience, and it was everything that we were talking about starting to build. And so we came back to the US invigorated to get to work on revising our strategy and where we were going to take this. I won't forget the day that it happened. Stina had called me. I believe I was meeting with one of our distribution partners, and she said, "I need you to come to Rosedale Mall and meet me." I said, "Okay." And so I went to Potluck, and we're sitting outside of our stand, and she said, I just got off the phone with my family, and this virus that is happening and spreading, it's in Europe, and it's going to shut Norway down."
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, "Well, that'll never happen in the US.
Right. It won't come here.
Never.
And we won't shut anything down.
No, that won't happen here." And she said, I'm really worried that it's going to happen here and that it's going to shut down our business." And I said, "No, there's no way, no way. This is America, right? Mm-hmm. Land of the free, home of, a strong capitalistic spirit. We're never going to shut down." And
there's always something open. Like,
yeah, right. Right. We've got 24 hour drive-thrus.
Yes, you got drive-thrus for everything.
Right.
But we all know what happened next. Right. Mm-hmm. And so as we're sitting there and watching on the TV, the news, and hearing the executive orders come down from the governor, Stina said, we need to do something to save our company. What can we do?" And we asked ourselves, "Well, where are consumers going to be?" Mm-hmm. "They're going to be at grocery stores, right?"
Yeah.
And she said, what if we take all day breakfast, which was at that time our most popular item, egg, bacon, and cheddar on a Nordic waffle, and what if we package it for grocery?" And I said, "You're crazy." As I always do with her new ideas, right? She said, "No, really.
I'm seeing a pattern here."
Yeah. You'll kind of see how this works. And she said, "No, we're going to do it." And then I said, "Okay." And we got in the car. We drove down to my brother-in-law's meat market in southern Minnesota. We took the waffles. We packaged them in a vacuum sealed bag, two pack, because that's what they have, immediate packaging ready to go. We took the concept, came back up to the cities, and Stina went and knocked on the door at Lunds and Byerly's.
Before they shut down the headquarters for the ride, it was that week. And I want to, I really want to take a little moment, because I'm a dreamer and I'm a visionary, but without this extraordinary team of Nordic Waffles that can move mountains when we decide to do so. My thoughts and visions and dreams would have been just that if it wasn't for how talented and what do you call persistent, like how the team, they never give up. You know, there is always a solution and there is a million problems and everybody has 15 different titles, you know. my other title is a pusher rack pusher. Jeremy and Eric is fighting about being the king of the waffle solution. And I mean, we're just doing everything. And I think that it took, I mean, we went from the governor gave the order, the mall closed down in an hour, and we were back at the table in a closed, dark mall. And we made the decision together, the team made the decision that we're going to do this. And the mall, like Rosedale Mall, was fantastic. And the you know, also the Minnesota Department of Health, they really worked with the food companies that had opportunities to shift gears. And so we had our manufacturing in our little hut or kiosk at the mall. And as we were fighting so much that first production, like everybody, like nobody knew how to do it, but everybody thought that they did. So we had like huge fights. And then, yeah, but then, you know, it was that we were blessed that the people liked our waffles. So then as we, you know, continued to grow, we actually like we produced over two floors and we built the pallet about six times before it was on the truck. So that's not efficient. Yeah, yep. Sure.
So we
go ahead, Jeremy.
No, I was just gonna say, so Stina went to Lunds and Byerly's and presented our story and our product and what we wanted to do. And it took a few meetings, took a few persistent phone calls, but ultimately we ended up delivering our first purchase order to Lunds and Byerly's 6 weeks later.
Thank you, Lunds and Byerly's. We love you.
Yeah. And for people who don't know, Lunds and Byerly's is a grocery market chain up in the Twin Cities area. I don't know how many stores they have, but it's quite a few, but it's only up there, similar to Kowalski's, which you are also in. As a matter of fact, my sisters and I were in the cities this weekend, and my little sister, when we went to Kowalski's for breakfast, that's what she had, was a Nordic waffle sandwich. So
that's there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So prior to you were doing the fair, and then you got into Rosedale and you were doing potluck, but were you packaging anything at that point and selling anywhere else? Were customers only being able to get your product if they came to the fair once a year or then to potluck?
We had about 100 food service partners that were participating in the Nordic Waffles Fresh program.
Coffee shops and, you know, the Valley Fair at that point, like some, yeah, well, they shut down too, but they all shut down.
You kind of said, Stina, in the beginning here, you were talking a little bit what your Nordic waffle is, but what makes it different? What sort of the texture, and there's a special, the shape?
Oh, I can go deep because waffles. Do you know that waffles has a 6,000-year history?
Mm-mm.
In like in the category of waffles, it's incredible. But a Nordic waffle or a Norwegian waffle is it's traditionally it's a five or four heart waffle, like in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of the key like spices to Scandinavian baking is cardamom.
Mm-hmm.
And I call cardamom, you know, the cozy taste is, you know, when I smell cardamom, I'm back at my grandma's, you know, farm kitchen where she used to bake all kinds of delicious goods, the baked goods. and the cardamom. Oh, so it's cardamom, and then it's really good butter. So like it's a lot of dairy in the batter. It's sugar, salt, cardamom, eggs, you know, whole milk, sour cream, flour, and really good butter. And so it's more like, would you say dense, or like what's the word? It's more compact, it's more moister, it's more fat in the batter. So it's thinner, softer, and more like a crepe. So it's also very easy to play with and do different things with. You can roll it, you can fold it, you can you know, in my and I made a cookbook back in Norway, and it had 40 different ways of making waffles, and included in that is like how you can like use it in visually also. So
it reminds me, when you talk about it like that, it reminds me of lefse, and how you can, because the way we grew up with lefse was just the butter, sugar, but Taste of Scandinavia up in the cities was the first time I ever had it wrapped with eggs and meat and had it as a savory breakfast. And it's wonderful. I just never thought of all the different ways. So the waffles that you're talking about are the same way. Like you said, you can fold them and they can be sweet and savory because you offer different sweet and savory options in those handheld sandwiches, right?
Yeah, it's equally as good with savory as with sweets. So, you know, the traditional Norwegian waffles that are more like what we would have on toppings like in Norway would be our berries and cream, which you can buy in the grocery stores. Mm-hmm. But like at the fair this year, our best-selling waffle was a bacon-wrapped hot dog from Kramarczyk's with pickles and crispy onions and cheddar cheese and a burger sauce. And it was so good. And yes, so you can do anything with the waffle. Don't put crab on it. It's not very good. That's the only thing that I found that it's not my favorite.
Do you use any local products?
Yep. So we always try to source local as really our first step when we're looking at product mm-hmm. development. So for example, for the state fair, many of the items that we source are local this year. The hot dog was from Kramarczyk's in Northeast Minneapolis. Our beverage, the dill pickle lemonade, was from Urban Growler in St. Paul. In our grocery and food service line, our proteins that we source come from Hormel, which is a big Minnesota-based company, does a lot of great things out of Austin, Minnesota. And so we always try to partner with as close to home as possible.
You know, one of the fun things, you know, what I like, we're very good with our, you know, we know how to make a very good waffle. Mm-hmm. But all the toppings, you know, they're equally important. And we're not the experts on hot dogs and, you know. So it's so fun and inspiring to partner with the local companies that has the passion that they have with their products. And, you know, I think it's been really fun to partner with the locals. That was another moment that I said, Jeremy, we're going to make a dill pickle lemonade. And Jeremy said,
are you crazy?
So then she knew it was a go, because anytime you say that, it seems to work out.
Pretty much.
But again, I don't know. So I don't know how to make a dill pickle lemonade. And I didn't I had compiled a list of different kinds of lemonades that I thought was very interesting. That was different. And then, you know, Urban Growler, Deb, who is the head, the master brewer, she, if there was anybody who would know how to do something slightly crazy, but make it good, it would be her. So I went to Urban, I showed them my list, and they picked the dill pickle lemonade.
Because
it sounds so weird. that we're just gonna need to do this. It's a challenge. And it was so good. And Jeremy, I mean, you can speak too. I mean, you come from the beverage world. How was the sale of the dill pickle lemonade?
It was incredible, right? Like everything you bring to the fair, you always have to think like, not only does it have to serve the masses and be well-loved, but it has to be unique and it has to be different. And as soon as we tasted it in that first kind of concept tasting, we're like, oh man, this is totally not what I expected it to be. And I think this could be really, really big.
Because it's a brew. It's not, you know, people would think maybe it's like lemonade mixed with pickle juice. That's not what it is. It's a brew and it has like, it's very good. Even I like it because I don't like pickles.
Oh, wow. That says a lot. Are you already thinking about the crazy things you're going to do next year? Hopefully you're going to be at the fair next year. I suppose you don't know that yet, right? Do you have to wait?
We submit in May, but we start with my brain starts, my wheel starts spinning during the fair.
And anything else crazy that you want to do?
Yeah.
So COVID hit and you got into Lunds and Byerly's within 6 weeks, which is amazing. And then really things all just progressed from there, right? Because now you're in everywhere.
Yeah.
How many stores, grocery, coffee shops, gas stations? Tell us about that.
Right. So, we launched with Lunds and Byerly's, and then Kowalski's joined. And then shortly after that, you see a lot of the other Minnesota grocers come in with Cub Foods. And then in 2021, we launched into Hy-Vee. So that started growing our grocery presence outside of the state of Minnesota. And then while we were doing that, things started to open up again, right? In 21, things were happening. Trade shows were still virtual, but some shows were happening in person. And we now had this product that in our food service channels, while there's a lot of progressive things happening with, if you look at like what Quick Trips of the world are doing and, even Holiday to an extent here in Minnesota, but across the U.S., Wawa, Sheetz, food service is becoming very similar to what it is in Norway, where fresh premium tastes are important as part of that convenience store experience. And so the difference in America is our labor model is a little bit different than what it looks like over in Europe. Also the demand for how quickly you get the product is important. And so now that we had this, what we started to call a ready to heat solution, we took the items in grocery, broke them down into a single pack, and created a food service kit for convenience stores and coffee shops and colleges and universities. And we introduced it into our food service distribution channel. And that's really where the most explosive growth has come over the last year. We added in two additional SKUs. We introduced the sausage, egg and cheddar. And then this last year we introduced berries and cream, which is our Nordic berry sauce and Stina's grandmother's Norwegian vanilla custard recipe. So you really get, that taste and authenticity comes through in the product. And now we're growing rapidly. You can find our products in about 500 grocery stores, primarily still in the upper Midwest.
Okay.
We're hoping to share some exciting news in 2024. Bringing the Waffolution from coast to coast. And then in the food service side, we also continue to grow. So we've got national distribution now, and we're talking with some large retailers and looking forward to continuing to spread the Waffolution.
So you guys, it's so awesome. Go ahead, Stina.
1200 stores all together, Jeremy, or about?
Yeah, we're in about 1200 stores right now and growing rapidly. So I just last week found out that we're going to be launching in in Texas with the Dash Mart store. So DoorDash's convenience ordering online. It'll be available for DoorDash customers in Texas to order through Dash Mart.
And you're doing all the manufacturing in Minnesota. You're in Hopkins.
We've got an amazing manufacturing partner called.
You moved out of the mall.
You're not doing it in the mall. Okay.
Moved out of the mall. Yeah. And that's really for Nordic waffles moving forward, our fresh experience now, at least for the foreseeable future. I never say never with Stina. But you know, our fresh experience is the state fair experience that we provide. And then we have, you know, our ready to heat in grocery and food service and convenience. And so we're really excited about that. You can find us in about 1,200 different locations and rapidly growing. So we'll also be, we have a brand new line that we're launching in December that we're really excited about, that will be a single serve version of what you see in the grocery stores, that you should be able to start finding in micro markets, also in convenience and in vending in 2024 and beyond. We're already working with our distribution partners and some select customers on bringing it to market. So we're really excited about that. We'll ship the product out in December. So consumers will start seeing it available on shelves in convenience stores and hopefully in some micro market doors starting in January.
If people are like, well, where can I find these? You have a tab on your website called Where to Find Us, if I remember right. And you can actually put in a location and try to find places that they can get your product.
Correct. And also it's also really easy for retailers to find us as well. So some of it, it's just crazy how it works that it takes just one person asking. So we've had some really great opportunities have come just from a customer in a new market goes and has a conversation at their grocery store and says, hey, have you heard of Nordic Waffles? I would really like it if you carry them. And next thing you know, we get a call from a category manager with a grocery chain that says, let's talk.
So if you're listening and you can't find the Nordic Waffles in your area, there's an easy way to get them on the shelves where you shop, right? So I would do it.
I'm going to actually, so when I came to the US and when I came to Minnesota and I met this, you know, all this Norwegian American community, they would ask me also like, what can I do to help you? I was like, every time you go into a coffee shop or a grocery store, just ask if they have Nordic waffles.
So I live near Brookings, South Dakota, and the Pheasant Restaurant, they, Michael and Trevor, serve Nordic waffles on their Sunday brunch.
Yeah.
Do a lot of places do that? Or are we just that lucky? We're just so lucky?
They are some very special. What they do is that I think that they have accomplished to really showcase what's the culture and innovation of a Nordic waffle. And I love them. And I think that I'm in awe of how innovative and creative they are and, you know, how they have a strong connection to Norway. And I know that they've also been there and, you know, gone from having, you know, hot dogs on the streets to going to very upscale restaurants so I get inspired by people like them.
As they're inspired by you as well, I'm sure.
But I'm not a chef. I'm a waffle entrepreneur. So I need
Okay, but you're still inspiring. So you're in mostly the upper Midwest. That may change. We don't know. We'll just have to keep following along and seeing what your story brings. But where's the farthest from Minnesota that you can purchase Nordic waffles?
In about 2 weeks, it will be at Farm Stores, which is a convenience and grocery store market chain that's on the East Coast. They are launching in 20 of their South Florida stores.
Do you have, I can't ask you if you have a favorite of the flavors that you have right now, because that'd be like picking your favorite child, right?
That's what I say.
when you eat them at home, Do you do anything special? Do you add anything to them? Do you dip them in anything? I add a little hot sauce to mine sometimes.
Yeah, I am not, I'll go, because it's easy for me because I am not, I am not the culinary master that Stina is in the kitchen dreaming up things. So I am Nordic Waffles' ideal customer. I pull it out of my freezer, I slack it in my fridge, I warm it up, and then I try to, you know, dip it in something or make it extraordinary. So it's a little different experience. So I love dipping my all day breakfast sandwich. Typically I'm a bacon guy. So, I like to put it in a little chipotle mayo, just a Minnesota spice, just a slight heat, not too much. You know, that's my jam in the morning.
Are you okay with that, Stina? That we do that?
Yeah, I was gonna. You know, Jeremy, you beat me too, because I was gonna say that actually, you know, maybe I never gave you credit for this, but it's about time that I do.
Oh boy.
So I really love the chipotle mayo recipe that you have given me. And I like to put that on the all day breakfast waffles.
What?
Yeah. So there you go. I will never say it again.
We're having a moment right now and it's being recorded. I was going to say
we're recording it. So.
Yeah. I'm going to need to make sure to get a copy of this.
And then, you know, with the, I like, so with the berries and cream, I like to put maybe more butter on the outside just before I cook them.
When you dine with Stina Östlund, two things are critical from a quality perspective. One is butter, and the higher the fat count, the better. And two is the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Those two items are non-negotiable, have to be the best you can purchase in order to play with her in the kitchen.
So if you're from the South, you have to buy Duke's mayonnaise. What do you buy? What's the best? Yeah.
I might get in trouble with immigration if I say this, but it might be Norwegian mayonnaise that comes in a... Yeah. So if anybody from Minnesota... Custom is listening, don't stop me next time. No, I think it's actually legal. It's a mayo from Norway. It's called Mil mayonnaise, and that's mine. I will sometimes, if I have a few extra, give it for like Christmas presents and birthday presents. That's how much I love that mayo. I don't know, Jeremy, do you like that mayo?
I do. I don't use as much of it as I do in Minnesota here. So I've traveled in the South. I understand the strong brand loyalty to Duke's, but I'm a Hellman's guy.
That's the Midwest for you. I know. In my house.
Pop the Tater and Hellman's, like, yeah. They're two staples that are always in the fridge when you're from Minnesota.
So on your booth, talking about the fair, Norman, tell me about Norman up on the rooftop of your cabin.
Norman keeps everybody in check. If you would, you know, he's the moral compass of all of us. If you happen to do something wrong, you might go on timeout with Norman.
Up on the roof.
Stephanie Hansen came to us, you know, and she worked in the booth and she ate while she was working. So we put her on timeout.
I saw that. And she was actually up there. Yep. You said you don't eat it in the kitchen. And then she kept eating. She's like, well, I'm already in trouble. So I might as well just finish eating and then go on the roof.
You know, for everybody else, Norman might look like just like your everyday gnome, but he's not. He's very much, he has a strong personality. He's part of our team, and I think he's alive. I think he watched over us, and yeah, he waves, you know, he's up there and saying hi to everybody when they come. And we also have a goat. His name is Asbjorn. He's named after my father. They're equally stubborn. He keeps getting stolen at the fair, but we get him back because everybody knows him. So, but I would just ask people if they could stop stealing our goats at the fair.
He goes on an adventure every year. There's at least one night that that Asbjorn has to be returned by the State Fair Police Department because he
They always find him, right?
They always find. They come with him under their.
So where does the goat and Norman spend their winter then?
Oh, they spend it at my house.
They spend it with you at your house. Okay.
Yeah. So we give my kids, Iluna and Bjorn, they give them a hug. Yes.
So this year at the fair in 2023, how many sandwiches did you sell?
A lot of sandwiches.
More than 42,000, probably, right?
It was right up there. We okay. did sell a lot of lemonade, specifically dill pickle lemonade this year. Mm. And if you want the number, it's so shocking to me still. It was over 200 kegs of lemonade.
200 kegs of lemonade that had a pickle. They were brewed with pickle.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
Oh, well, I can't wait to see what you do next year. So
we'll be quiet, and all you can do and your listeners can do is wait for that magical day in June when the press release comes out. No one knows it's going to happen at about 6:05 a.m. And then just know that that morning, the Nordic Waffles team is canvassing the Twin Cities, dropping off samples at every news outlet and radio station that calls.
And it's just the buzz, the Minnesota State Fair, and when they drop that list and what the foods are, I mean, you forget that there's anything else going on at the State Fair. Maybe that's just me, but I pay most attention to the food.
The new foods list is the coveted list that really starts everything for the State Fair season. I mean, it's really kind of, I think, the kickoff that gets us all going, oh, fair time is coming up. We're in summer. This is what I have to look forward to. And, you know, vendors that are just like Nordic Waffles, we work so hard over the winter months, really kind of curating those new food items that we submit to the new foods committee at the fair. And then, you know, we pray, we manifest, we do all the things that we're one of the chosen ones that gets on the list. And we're super honored and humbled that we have the opportunity to get on the list this last year, and look forward to putting forward some new items that hopefully are chosen again for next year.
I want to also say that, you know, as I said, that I get inspired by others. And, you know, now you probably know that I like it when it's it can also be simple, Jeremy. It's not always crazy. Can be simple too. Just say yes.
He's pondering that. He's not agreeing with you. He's just pondering.
Okay. So
if there are anybody who's listening who has ideas to what we could have on our waffle or as a inspiring new something beverage, you know, feel free to send us an email or comment on our social media.
Stina, do you have any advice that you could give? You came to a different country and had this dream, and you're a woman founder and owner of a food company. Do you have any advice to somebody who has a dream and moving it forward?
Yeah, I got two advices. It's that never give up, because you're gonna hit walls after wall after wall. But if it seems like you can't get through the wall, you just haven't found the right answer. And then the second thing, which is more important, is that you're not good at everything. And I would, you know, I say this over and over and over again, that if I have dreams and visions, but if it wasn't for the knowledge and the talents with the people that are on my team and that we serve, you know, our partners, it's throughout everything, we can never be successful if it isn't for the unique talents and expertise that everybody has. That's what it takes to build something. You can't do it on your own. Jeremy is the CEO. And thank God, because if I was CEO, it wouldn't be good, because that's not my talent. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with saying that.
And yeah, I think we have something really special. I mean, I think it's common that, you know, you develop relationships in the workplace, right? Like you have like work husband, work wife. But you know, with Stina and it's different. It's really symbiotic, and she's the dreamer, and it's my job to take the dreams and make them the reality for the brand. And it's really special together, and we push each other. You know, as you can already pick up, I'm sure we fight really hard, but we love even harder, and we never give up on our brand, and we never give up on our team, and what we're doing to create the Waffolution, and we believe in where we're going, and we're so honored with everybody so far that's joined us, and we can't wait to share the Waffolution with everybody.
More to come on that. So. Stina, do you have you were going to share maybe a recipe that we can make at home?
Well, I'm a little bit like my mom, so I'm not going to be like my mom, because if you ask me for a recipe, you take a little bit of flour and milk. And yeah, so it's three. This is the rest. This is a very basic Norwegian waffle batter. You can adjust it with, you know, your own tweaks. You can change flours, you know, some of the wheat flour, like oatmeal or like rye flour even is very good.
Okay.
So it starts with 3 eggs and then half a cup of sugar and half a teaspoon of salt. And then it's depending on what kind of cardamom you have, how strong it is, you take 1 or 2 teaspoons. You mix that. And then you add, you're going to need 4 cups of flour, all-purpose flour. And then 4 cups of milk. And, you know, by now you know that I love, you know, the fats of the batter. You could choose to have it, you know, 1% or heavy whipping cream. Don't do the heavy whipping cream, because that would be too much. But I use whole milk.
Whole milk, okay.
And then three-four, is that what you say? Three quarts of a cup.
That's three-fourths of a cup, yep.
And
of what?
Then of sour cream.
Mm.
You mix that. And then at the end, you add in the melted butter. And please buy good butter. You melt it. It's 1.5 stick.
1.5 sticks.
Yeah, you could take
that. So that's 3/4 of a cup, right? That's
know.
What I'm thinking. I think.
I'm lost in this. Measurements, because I'm used to a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Right.
You need to let any batter that you make, you should let it rest to let the flour not be so raw, so at least 15 minutes.
And that doesn't have to go in the refrigerator, you just let it rest out on the counter.
You can do that, but the food safety would at home, yes.
And then when you make the waffles, Sina, how are you going to make the waffles?
Mm-hmm. You would preferably need a heart shaped waffle maker. If you don't have that, you can still use, you know, those the American ones, the ones that are thinner. You know, if it's like thick and melt, like the Belgian thick waffles, that's not going to work.
Okay, because no. This batter's too thin, right?
It's thin. So the only leavening, as you hear, is the eggs. There is no baking. And then you could spray the batter, the waffle maker. But if you want an even better taste, you know, like put butter on it. and then cook them up. And then if you ask me what is my favorite topping, just a plain waffle.
It, yeah.
It's brown cheese. It's a Norwegian caramelized goat cheese. So good.
I think we can buy that around here in some places, can't we? Now? Yeah.
Yeah, it's don't be it's a very good in on waffle, especially on waffles. It's so good. And I would just mix some raspberries and strawberries with some sugar and make like a thick kind of like a jam on top of the brown cheese. That's my go-to.
You're eating it with a fork at that point, right? That's not a handheld anymore.
No, then you separate the hearts and you eat one and one heart.
Sure.
I would give a heart to you too, so you can have some of it.
Then you would share.
Yeah.
Again, here we're so used to just having our waffle with butter and maple syrup, and sometimes we add fruit or a big glob of whipped cream. But where also can people find you, your web address and social media? Where can people find Nordic Waffles?
You can find us on our socials at Nordic Waffles. We're on everything from the TikTok to the Facebook to Instagram. And then our website, nordicwaffles.com. Then, you know, obviously in your local grocer's freezer, convenience stores, and many other places in addition to the Minnesota State Fair. And where we're not, if you want us there, just feel free to reach out. Our email address is super simple. hello@nordicwaffles.com.
You guys are so cozy. Everything's cozy.
We try to be.
The hashtag is Waffolution.
Yes.
That's right.
So if you're enjoying somewhere.
It's how we see how you're enjoying hygge in the moment and how you're enjoying the Waffolution.
So what do you guys want to say just to kind of wrap it up here? And what do you want to tell people about Nordic Waffles or just say to people who are already part of the Waffolution and love your products?
Well, without, you know, I've talked about the team, but really, you know, when it comes down to it, we would be nothing if it wasn't for people liking our waffles. So that's always humbling. You know, I will share this, is that every time I watch somebody take a bite of the waffles, I'm nervous because it's our food and we have pride in it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just very grateful for being able to have a platform to serve up a product that means so much for me, both, you know, culturally and yeah, it's you're our reasons. You are our reason for existence. So thank you.
I would say that for those of you that we know and we love, thank you for supporting us along the way and being such great brand champions for us. I would say for those of you who we haven't had the opportunity to meet yet, hello and welcome to the Waffolution. We look forward to meeting you all and seeing you bringing this experience of hygge into your homes and being part of your family. And, you know, hopefully we have that opportunity soon.
And thank you for having us and giving us a platform to talk about this. And
yeah, Stina, I had a little thought, like, as I'm looking at this, the calendar invite, I was like, funeral potatoes on a Nordic walk.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That would be amazing. Now I just gonna have to get, yeah. Oh man.
Right.
Now that's the ultimate comfort food and Midwest and all the things. We could talk all about. I have to try to say the word again. Hygge. I mean, that's the American way of saying it.
Right? That's right. Yeah.
We could talk all day about that because that's become a big thing here. And for people again who it's spelled H-Y-G-G-E. And so in our minds, we see it and we think it says hygge, but that's not what it is. And your whole company is built around that too. I mean, that's a whole nother thing is your culture and how you make people feel and how full of love and acceptance and everything that your company is, which is one of the reasons why I really wanted to bring you here today and just let everybody know about your company, not only because I love your product and your waffles and truth be told, I don't like crepes. So when you say crepe-like, I'm like, well, it's not like that. I don't like crepes and I love love your waffles. And I just love your company too. And I've met you and your dad. I forgot to bring him up. He's come over to the fair, right, every year to be with you guys. And I got to meet him a couple years ago. And I love what you're doing and how you treat people. And you're just all lovely. So thank you for pulling up a chair and sharing your coziness with us today.
Thank you. You're making me all emotional here.
And I'm just glad that you had a dream and that you brought it to the United States and shared it with all of us. Can't imagine not having y'all here.
It's very kind, very kind. So, and it's just, you know, I like when we talk about seeing the lines at the fair and people in the grocery store validating the Waffolution. When we hear people like you that have such an amazing soul and heart that connect with our brand and really what we're doing, it's really the reason why we do it. So thank you for the kind words. And
absolutely.
As Papa would say, Tusen Tak.
Yeah, Papa.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Stacey. It was great to connect. We'll for sure see you at the fair, if not before then.
Okay, we're going to get through the winter. Just have your eyes on the Minnesota State Fair.
I agree, Stina. Let's start dreaming about all the new foods at the 2024 Minnesota State Fair. Remember, if you have a waffle or a beverage idea for Nordic Waffles to use at the fair, then email them at hello@nordicwaffles.com. But you don't need the fair to get your Nordic Waffles fixed. So if you haven't seen them where you shop, then check out the store locator on nordicwaffles.com or just ask your grocer to get them in their freezer. The links from the show are on randomsweets.com and in the episode's description. Thank you again, Stina and Jeremy, for sharing your story with us and your humor and for inviting us to come along on the Waffolution. I hope you subscribe or follow If You're No Potatoes and Wool Mittens wherever you get your shows so that you get an alert when a new episode's available. And as the holidays approach, be sure to download episodes to your phone or tablet so you can binge listen to them on your travels or at the in-laws. I'm your host, Stacey Mergenthal. Sweet wishes!